My first podcast 123 episode number 1. Today is the 23rd of December 2022, and I'm your host, Melanie. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about Twitter and how this is the downfall of Elon Musk. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Elon Musk said on Tuesday that he would step down from his post as CEO of Twitter once he finds somebody foolish to take the job, and after millions of users voted for his resignation in a poll Twitter released. On Thursday, Elon Musk spoke to leaders from civil rights groups such as the NAACP, Anti-Defamation League, and Color of Change, promising them Twitter takes hate speech seriously, and will not restore any banned accounts until it creates a content moderation advisory board, which he said would at least take several weeks. Elon Musk is now a widely disliked figure who for many represents the failure of capitalism and humanity's slow descent into a 1984-style surveillance state, as he is now generally in charge of what is and is not allowed on Twitter, with the ability to block or delete criticism of any company under Musk-facilitated censorship, and in turn, makes us wonder if he plans to promote his capitalist ideals in order to boost his sales and investments, perhaps. In addition to Elon Musk's questionable tweets and retweets, he is inconsistent about what he means by freedom of speech and what is acceptable content on the platform, and his sudden firing of around 50% of Twitter's workforce almost immediately, raising further questions around content moderation. It took a lawsuit by Twitter for Elon Musk to make good on a promise to buy the platform, which he did in October of this year, and now that he is boss, this could be the end of an era. Billionaire Elon Musk has said before it was never his intent to remain the CEO of Twitter long-term, but a tweet on Tuesday came as renewed questions swirled about his suitability to run Twitter. Billionaire Elon Musk indicated as much Tuesday, saying he will just be running a software and servers team, whereas he told Twitter employees last month the company will become a software and servers company under his ownership. Since Elon Musk took control last month, Twitter has been racked by swingeing staff cuts, ad boycotts, warnings about going bankrupt, and now mass resignations from his remaining employees. Musk's turbulent takeover of Twitter, and subsequent firings Twitter has undergone, has raised concerns about whether hate speech will get worse with Tesla's CEO at the helm. More importantly, Musk has noted he was personally pretty surprised by hate speech lists on social media platforms. A tweet on Tuesday also pointed the finger of blame toward the competing social media site Mastodon, prompting a short-lived Twitter blackout for venture capitalist Paul Graham's Twitter account. A lot has happened since Elon Musk completed the purchase of Twitter last month. Thousands of employees were laid off, engineers criticizing him were fired, and a fake account for official account of Eli Lilly caused a stock price plunge for the drug company. In the weeks since new owner Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, immediately followed by a spike in hateful content, there has been plenty of hand-waving by users on moving to other platforms, and a handful of high-profile accounts announced departures, including filmmaker Shonda Rhimes and model Gigi Hadid. As long as new owner Elon Musk is able to maintain Twitter's functioning, even if there are fewer employees, many users are likely to stay, possibly more so after controversial accounts that have been trending back on Twitter for making headlines via inflammatory comments. In fact, new owner Elon Musk's move away from ads and towards a subscription model may well work, as long as Twitter can survive having its entire revenue preemptively wiped out, keep its systems working, avoid breaking laws regarding copyright infringement and hate speech, and remain in good standing with Apple and Google, who control the app stores Twitter depends on. New owner Elon Musk's Tesla has said before that it's hated advertising, and as owner of Twitter has expressed his desire to have Twitter depend more on subscription revenues rather than ad dollars. Elon Musk's removal of Twitter's most unruly users' bans has inspired understandable fears among advertisers that their products will be placed alongside tweets that are homophobic, racist, sexist, or otherwise misanthropic. Musk's new tick box system, his first major product revamp, caused mayhem within hours of its release, as newly ticked users filled Twitter with false accounts, posing as figures from Nintendo's Mario characters to former U.S. President George H.W. former Twitter users, like digital exiles.
Turn to new shores, platforms such as Mastodon and PostNews, with hopes of recreating a kind of facsimile of their former online communities, without the toxicity that drove them to exile. San Francisco, December 14, Tesla Inc. shares extended losses on Wednesday, hitting their lowest point in more than 2 years, as investors, including one of fanboys for chief executive Elon Musk, lashed out over Mr. Musk's distracting of Tesla after its purchase of Twitter. One employee said that he was never given an official notice to quit, but rather learned that he was being fired when Elon Musk tweeted that he was fired on their raging Twitter feed.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Melanie Wagner. Adios.